Hello and welcome to the Unofficial Controller Podcast, your weekly gaming podcast, episode 175. Games Pass adds 1,400 games. With me, George, and this week joined by RGT, 1,400 games to my 1,400 injunctions. How is it going?
Very well, thank you very much.
It's good to be back on the show. You and Seb skillfully handled the Raw Talent episode in my absence. Thank you very much to you both and to Raw Talent. What an absolutely great episode.
Yeah, he's a great guy, Rob. It was interesting as well to get, you know, get his side of how he does stuff and designs he has. Yeah, I really enjoyed that show.
I love the episode, but it's a good job I wasn't on it. As would have descended into the depths of cutting compounds and wet and dry. And I don't think the show would still be out yet because we'd still be recording it. He'd be a withered husk in his chair. I'll be asking him why he didn't reverse paint the transparent shells. And yeah, it, you know, where would it have gone? He'd gone on and on and on. I'd have chased him further and further down the rabbit hole like a terrier. So yeah, fascinating episode. So many questions that I have to ask, but no normal human being would probably ask. Really enjoyed it. So thank you for that. Seb not with us this week. He's been bit by two rattlesnakes in the eye. The little version of Fur K Corporation. I don't know what that is yet. Insert joke here and edit. healing him up real good. The Ponsonbury Media Estate will heal him up real good. Let's get stuck in. First of all, tell me how you're doing. And then tell me what you've been playing.
Yeah, doing really well. Busy at work, but yeah, I've had a bit of time to do a bit of gaming this week and been in the shed again. Had a couple of nights in there. Had my brother-in-law over, so we got through
just
some games.
So if a new listener joined today, they didn't think that you and Mrs. RGT had had a bit of a Barney and you were sleeping next to the Qualcast streamer.
Again.
And your mate comes round and you basically burp and fart across a blue vice while trying to wrestle around with a tin of WD-40 and whatever grown men do in there with an extreme amount of lube. What is the shed?
I always call it the game shed, but it's a converted workshop into a games room. That's where I keep all my collection and I have all my consoles ready to play. And yeah, that's where I...
Now, to the normal layman... Mm-hmm. Said shed probably involves a dirty-looking Mega Drive with a couple of stickers, Cool Spot stickers on it, and a couple of loose carts on the floor, wired up to maybe a £25 plasma you bought from cash converters. Is that a fitting description of the shed, or would it be more apt to say it was one of England's finest gaming museums?
Ooh, I don't know about that. It's not the biggest space. It's, 20 foot by 12 foot, I believe. And then it's all insulated and bits and pieces. It's just like a room you'd have in your house, but then just converted. So I think, you know, I do have certain nerdy things in here, like a Star Wars carpet and and pictures and arcade marquees on the walls. But yeah, I've got, well, as you well know, George, I've got the old warehouse rack and set up, and I have the TVs all set up and the consoles all ready to roll. So, I think
like a 90s child's wet dream.
Pretty much, yeah. I think I've got it all wired up so ease of use, really. So you can come in and just turn a console on and play. So I think I've got about 25 or 30 ready to roll on in here, I think. Nerdy.
Wow. Okay. Well, say ever the salesman, you've sold that to me completely. Retro Gaming's Finest Museum. Tickets available via the Discord. Tell me what you've been playing.
Well, I think you know what I'm going to start with. Tears of the Kingdom. I think I'm pushing 100 hours now. I'm on the fourth stage, which is the last one, and then that's before the. I think after that, it will be get prepared and then ready for the final boss fight, the Ganon fight. So. Maybe this week I might have that done. But yeah, still really enjoying it. Absolutely.
All hail the conquering hero of Hyrule.
Yeah, so hopefully get that done. I reckon it's going to be tough. I found actually the Sage bosses not too hard, really. I've done them all first time. You just learn the pattern and bang, you're in it, you know, and done. So they're quite good, really. Steady. God, dear. If you don't have enough sleep, you're terrible. Anyway, PG. So same again, a bit more Forza Horizon 5. I'll just keep chipping away. You know, that's my little driving game I have in the background, so I just keep jumping on that every now and then. Bit more FIFA again this week. But Bobby will be pleased to know, if listeners remember, me and my friend run a career on FIFA and we got sacked. Bit of a glitch that sacked us, even though we were doing really well. And Bobby was saying, you've got to, when you play the team that sacked you, you've got to beat them. Well, we did play them. And even though we'd built a good team there, we beat them 3-1. So, Bobby, you'll know that we did beat the team that sacked us.
The ultimate revenge.
Yeah. And then I had my brother-in-law round last Sunday evening, and we played more Tiger Woods. I stuck a few screenshots at our scores. That was Tiger Woods 04, by the way, on the original Xbox. And my brother-in-law is an absolute master.
Does he smell the same as your wife or no?
No, a little different, a little more sweet. My wife smells a little bit more spicy. back to Tiger Woods.
I just have these thoughts, you know, and every now and then I just skip the. Not that I've got a filter, really, but it just. I wonder if they smell.
You were never given a filter.
No.
So he is an absolute master of that game. So I think our first. We played two rounds, 18 holes. First one was. I done a round of 59 and he beat me with a 56, which is incredible scores. Then the second round, he got a 50. He had six eagles in a round of golf. He didn't drop a shot. And I got a 54 and I was so pleased. But yeah, he is an absolute master at that game. So we played that. Then we played, which was our, I don't know if anyone saw on the Discord, our Discord champion this month was Roast Spaceman, and I sent him his prize, which was Rush Rush Rally on the Dreamcast, which I also got a copy of that myself. So we played that, and that's great fun. If you want to get a copy of that, go on Wave Game Studios for your Dreamcast and buy a copy of that. It's like, I think Roast Spaceman described it as like the original Grand Theft Auto graphics, but with Micro Machines gameplay. And it is great fun. You do split screen, you know. Oh, it's great fun. We played that for quite a while. That's a really good game. And then we started playing together. We done it as a single player, but we were taking turns going through. Axiom Verge.
Mm-hmm.
First one, not the second one, the first one. So I think, you know, he works a lot weekends, so we don't meet up very often. But each time we meet up, I think we're going to carry on and try and play through Axiom Verge before I can start the second one.
Yeah, it's a fun little game. I think I've got it on the Vita, haven't I? I don't know why I'm asking you if what I've got, but yeah, I think I've got
it. No, I do believe you have got it on the Vita, and then we got Axiom Verge 2 as part of the PlayStation Plus, I think.
That's right. Yeah, that's correct.
I started off, I did start it before, but I didn't have a lot of memory of it for some reason. I put a few hours in it before. We started this time. It was a bit hard to know where you're going at first. But I mean, it's Metroid, and it, you know, it's the first Metroid game. But yeah, once we got into it and started finding where we're going, I was loving that. And the time soon went away and we had to sort of pack it up. But we put a good sort of 3 hours in, I expect, on that.
Nice.
Yeah, but I think that is pretty much what I've been playing this week. So over to you, George. What have you been playing?
Oh, well. Let's start with the most obvious one. A little bit of MLB, pushed to one side, still enjoying it, still grinding the hours in. Still a fantastic sports game, probably the best sports game from terms of presentation and quality. Then I've been playing a little bit more Anno, which is absolutely fantastic. The more you play, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you play. I've turned into an economic powerhouse. I've now reached a point in time where I can start building steam dreadnoughts. My plan is to build up a massive fleet and just wipe everything off the map. I've quite enjoyed that because I stumbled into the island share section. So I've slowly been accumulating a small fortune off the back of everybody else's hard work by buying shares in their island. So you can almost take 100% of the profit away from them into your pocket, which is great. And then use that to further buy more shares in their other islands and then travel to the New World and buy their shares as well. It's quite rewarding, to be honest. Sometimes the supply chains that you have to set up can sort of surprise you. And let's say you want to start building steamships. Well, you've got to wind it back. You've got to have electricity. You've got to have an oil store depot. You've got to have said power generator for the electricity. You need to then have trains to move the oil from the wells to the harbour to then power the power station. You then need to be able to get buildings actually close to it and put them on a grid. But then the buildings that require electricity start to double and triple. So then all of a sudden you've got this big space where you're trying to cram everything in that you never actually thought you needed to cram anything into. You've got to make sure that they're getting all their raw materials through, like steel, zinc, copper. You've got to organize trade routes between your other islands, not only in the old world, but the new world as well. So you've got ships buzzing between. You're trying to get the harbors more efficient. You're trying to get the routes. Everything just needs honing.
It's in depth.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it. To be honest, it's probably one of my most played games. Other than that,
on PS5, are you playing
it? Yeah, playing it on PS5. It's also on PC. I guess it's on Xbox Series X as well. I've also been playing a little bit of Final Fantasy 16. I've got to a boss fight on a castle roof. I'm way behind on it. I've been playing it in a disjointed way because I've not been at the Ponsonbury Manor, which is a bit frustrating. But on the back of not being in the Ponsonbury Manor and being away and not being able to do the shows this month as regular as I have been, but obviously the UCP universe pulls together and puts content out regardless. Adam the Artist was on the Discord. He said he had a Switch for sale. Really great price. Thought I'm going to leap on that. Actually arrived before I had to disappear away on one of my trips, literally 2 hours before. So I was like, yes, happy days. Picked a copy of No Man's Sky. Thought to myself, Switch online. Do you know what? It will bolster my library while I'm just working out what games I want to play on Switch. So yeah, very fair price. I think it's $36.99. Gives you access to the full collection. NES, SNES, N64, Game Boy, Game Boy Advance. And yeah, I've been enjoying it. I've been messing around a little bit with Majora's Mask. Been playing a little bit of Donkey Kong Country on the SNES. Been playing some Pilot Wings on SNES and N64, a little bit of Mario World. It's a fair price, I suppose, for what you get. No complaints, but there could be so much more. And I would like there to be, but you can't have everything. I'm sure there's licensing issues tied up with a lot of these things, which means that they can't.
Well, I think a lot of...
But one question,
sort of done that from day one,
do we need Mario All-Stars and then do we need the reboot, the same game pushed out individually on the Game Boy Advance? Do we need the original version on the NES, Super All-Stars on the SNES, and then the individual Super All-Stars games on the Game Boy Advance? It feels a little bit much, but if you're a fan of the Advance and you remember that specific game and you remember that specific moment and you want to recreate that, fair play to you. Fair play to you. But if you take away those doubles, it starts to slim down a little bit.
And they do. If you notice, some libraries are a lot bigger than others because they've been on there longer and they add to them every few months. They add games on, so their libraries get bigger. But the problem is, if you've been there from day one, you've had a small library, but you're paying the same price as someone that's jumped in now and got a bigger library. But yeah, I know what you mean. Like the Mega Drive library is quite small compared to what the NES library is because NES and SNES were there from day one. So.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomised genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favourite podcast platforms now.
The Mega Drive Library. I mean, I've been in and out the Mega Drive Library in real life a lot, so a lot of those games again. And again, it's one of those things, you know, as with Games Pass or PlayStation Premium, I've played a lot of these. I'm excited to play the ones that haven't, like there's the on the SNES when I was a kid, and I'm kind of saving it. There was a Fireman game, like a top-down sort of isometric-style Fireman game. That's on there in its NTSC version. So I'm quite excited to give that a go.
Yeah, and I suppose it's handy to play the games which are a high price now that we're not likely to buy or, you know, finance nowadays with the cost of some of these rarer games, you know, you can pick up and play them on there. You know, it's not a great deal, but you can pick your way through. And, you know, I think I dabbled with Metroid Fusion, I believe, on the Game Boy Advance, which can be quite a pricey game now. So that's there if you need to play it. So I think I know what you mean. I do use my Switch a lot, and this year have really used my Switch a lot. As far as using the online, I've dabbled every now and then. For $36.99 a year, I just keep it rolling, and it's on there if I ever fancy some older stuff or, like you say, games that are a bit...
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had access to a Switch before. I mean, there's a couple in the house, but I've never really thought I'm going to get one for myself. It's mine. And this I have done. I did find it a little convoluted because obviously with the Switch in the house, I've already got a Nintendo Switch account, and actually trying to get my own, it's like, oh, you can't use the same email for two. You can't do that. No, what you need is the family pack. No, I don't want the family pack. I just want my own subscription. Oh, no, you can't do that. No. So yeah. I suppose I could have set up a whole new email, which I couldn't really be bothered to do. Maybe I need to get a whole new bank account. If you want to know my bank account details, they're in the Discord for everybody. If you want to join, yeah, fair play. I'm open to a Nigerian prince taking all my money. Knock yourself out, pal. So other than that, that's about me gamed out. I'm kind of feeling a little bit sort of, I don't know, I'm feeling a little bit worn out by your traditional games, which is why Anno's sort of called me in. I've been getting sucked in by these sims. Strategy sims a bit more. And I've been, you know, I enjoy watching something grow and develop over time, something that you pour the effort into. And I'm not talking, this isn't your chance to take me on a Stardew Valley sales pitch here. I'm not that, I don't know about it. It's not that. I don't want to be doing the do. I want to get people in the game doing my do. and that's the difference. Little Big Workshop, which, guess what? On Switch as well, and I will be getting these at some point. Little Big Workshop available on the Switch. The World War II flying game I've been raving about, and that's on there, Bomber Crew. There's lots of these little Steam gamey things that they're obviously on PS and all that and Xbox, no doubt, but taking games like that on the go, perfection personified. So I think next week I'm taking a deserved break. Not next week. Is it next week?
Yeah.
Is it the week after next? I'm going on holiday, beach holiday. Switch will come with me. Yeah, grind some sand into the screen. You know, that sort of thing. Being a very precious gamer, I probably will be not taking it to the beach.
Yeah, screen protected, Eden.
Yeah, blowing dust all over it and blowing all the dust off of it and wrapping it in like one of those sort of microfiber cloths while stroking its hair at night time. Going to treat myself to a couple of Joy-Cons because I think these ones have been, you know, it's been very well loved and for the most part it's fine. But I noticed in No Man's Sky there was a little bit of maybe stick drift or something. And I thought, you know what? For the price Adam has done this for, treat myself to a couple of new Joy-Cons, personalize it. Think I might get some neon ones or something different, but I want the genuine ones.
Yeah.
They're quite hard to like find in the wild, though, aren't they? I haven't been to game, but I walked in NASDAQ and it was like, blue and red or coral pink or something like that. I was like, well, you know.
I got the deep purple and the sort of the neon orange colour I got for extra ones for mine.
Not been able to find those.
I think I've got them online, I think.
I've looked on Amazon, but the choice, I guess they just do this season's colours. So finding some of the older colour combinations has proved to be a little bit difficult, but it is what it is. Let's not get lost in the weeds. I've purposely caught cold and gargled gravel to make sure that I can be in the right place at the right time, in the right clothes, wearing the right smile. RGT, you like the Lone Ranger, riding on down. Bring hidden gems to me.
Wow, you've been practicing.
That last bit was almost like maybe a Ford Mondeo ad from the mid-90s. Everything we do it. Well, that's what the new intro for you should be. Brian May's Ford Mondeo advert. Everything we do is hidden gemmed by you. Anyway, enough of the pretense.
Just grinning at the screen with me teeth going ding.
Oh, wow. Mine would be half hanging out, you know.
We've got Stonehenge.
Keep your mouth closed. Summer solstice around the corner. You don't want a load of druids on your tongue. Maybe you do. Right.
Anyway, before that goes any further.
That was exactly where that was. That was it. That was it. I put the handbrake on. I got out. I put the money in the parking meter and I put the ticket in the window. I was guilt-free.
Hang on, before we go any further.
Yes.
Did you play Tomb Raider on the PSP?
Not on the PSP. I was meant to play it on the PS2.
Didn't you say you were going to stand in the garden with the PSP playing it?
I don't remember. I was probably feverishly packing last Sunday and panicking about everything I had to do. So, no.
You were thinking about lying and just no, I didn't know.
No, I can't lie, to be honest with you. It requires intelligence and a decent memory. So you remember what you said last time. I have neither, so I made a life rule of never just never lie. So much easier.
And
the guilt slips away.
But anyway, back to Hidden Gem. Right. This week, as I said to you before, we were going to go something a bit more modern. So this is a game I played on PS4. But I think it is available on Steam, Switch, and the Xbox One. This was developed by Slipgate Studios, but published by THQ Nordic. This was originally a Kickstarter game, which originally went to PC and Steam and then got ported over to the other three main consoles. It's from 2018. And it is an action platformer, almost with a bit of run and gun added in.
Give it to me.
This is Red Rogers.
I'm aware of it, but this is a hidden gem. This is lovely. Tell me more. Is it not like based? Is it not like a little bit of a rip-off of Rick Dynamite?
Maybe it's basically a love letter to your nostalgia levels of your 80s gaming. So it's got really nice graphics. It's got good controls. It's quite a basic game, but then because of, I suppose replicating them 80s, 90s platformers is going to be. It got mixed reviews when it came out, but I really like it. I like the sound effects. It's got a little bit of humour in. A bit of 90s chewed in there. And the lad, your character Rad, he's a cheeky little lad who he gets told off by his mum, falls asleep in his bedroom. When he wakes up, his TV's on, and then he gets pulled into the TV, and then you're into the game world, and you have your companion Rusty, who's a old computer on your back, and you have a gun, and off you go through the world. Basically, you just got your levels. There's four puzzle pieces to find in each level, and you have to find them before you can progress to the next level. And there's like little mini side games where you play as Rusty, and you go into a glitch into the game, and you fix like a bug within the game that you're playing, and then back out. Yeah, that's quite good. But yeah, it's really, I mean, you can pick this game up for PS4. You can pick it up for £5 to £10 on eBay boxed. I think it's a bit more on Steam. It's about £15 on Steam, I think. But I would imagine it's the same price on Xbox as the PS4 version.
You often see this in the sale on PlayStation, actually, the deep sale, 75% plus.
Mm, yeah, if you want to do the digital side, I would imagine you could probably pick this up for a few pound. I didn't look, but I mean £5 to £10 for a box copy if you're a collector, but that's on the digital stores. But yeah, if you fancy something that's quite, you know, easy to get into, good bit of fun, nice graphics, lovely little platformer, good sound effects, gives you that sort of nostalgia hit, then yeah, give Rad Rogers a go.
Now, question.
Yes.
Another great RGT hidden gem offered up like a lamb, slaughtered, drained its blood, you drank it, sacrifice complete. Where is the historic montage of all your previous victims? Where can we go and look at all the other gems that you've offered up as purveyors of vintage quality? Like a wine cellar.
A wine cellar of gems.
That's what your shed is.
Shadow.
that's like a chocolate version of your shed, available in the museum gift shop on the way out the door. Don't forget your shadow.
Yeah, you could find all these on our Discord channel. If you come and join our Discord, there is a little section on there called Hidden Gems of RGT, and I list them all. I'm about two behind at the minute, but I'm getting there. And I list all, you know, with a little mini little review of each one, price, what I think. You know, and yeah, have a look. And there's games from original Xbox, PS2, PSP, you know, up to modern stuff, PS4. I've got Mega Drive.
I'm going all in on this. Mm-hmm. The actual next piece of UCP merch is going to be a T-shirt. It's like a vintage ad for a Freddo, but it's the Shadow. Bada bings to get your crayons out. I want this on a T-shirt by the end of July.
Well,
no, I'm not messing about.
You just reminded me, Bald Border on the Discord found, I don't know if you saw it on there, he found a pop vinyl of the of our emblem, of the baby in the pool. So I said to Bada Bingster, you need to edit that. So it's got UCP on and not the other artist that originally used it.
Well, it copied it. The one who stole it from us.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, yeah, but that looked brilliant.
I need to see this. What section was this in? Listener Stingray?
It's the cool stuff, I believe. I'll have to have a look. Mm. He said when he first saw it, he thought, oh, UCP have got a pop vinyl out, because the image just instantly made him think of the UCP and not the aforementioned band.
What an absolute hero.
Yeah.
I'm on there now.
Yeah, that was cool.
You fluff for me.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
I'm sure it was in... Was it in Links to Cool Stuff, I think?
Yes. Let's have a look at it. Oh, that's really good.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, we need that. Someone make that for us. So the first job's T-shirt, second job is a baby swimming after the Touch 360 controller. Well, if that wasn't news, this certainly is. We've scoured the very darkest regions of the internet to bring you the latest stories. First up, feel all the feelings. An official Assassin's Creed Mirage haptic feedback suit from manufacturer OWO promises to bring you closer than ever before to historical Baghdad, quite literally. Compatible with PS5, PS4, and Series X and S, one presumes, and PC, the wearable suit will allow you to experience every bump and bobble as you physically embody protagonist Basim. Using the OWO system, you'll be able to feel the precise movements when you take down targets, the official press release teases, but beware, they're apt to get you. Don't let your enemies get too close or you feel the consequences. Apparently, you'll be able to experience impacts and parkour. Parkour! While the suit is capable of replicating a wilder range of sensations, including severe abdominal wounds. Ever wanted to feel like what it's like to get slit in the gut with a spear? We're about to find out. This officially licensed version of the suit promised some exclusive sensations never felt before. In the firm's previous haptic feedback suits, we're going to assume the feeling of jumping into a haystack has been replicated here. And if you do purchase the suit, which is likely to cost around $500, a mere bagatelle, they slip at half the price, you'll get a free digital copy of the game. Let's ease your pain. Let's give you a 50 quid game so you don't feel so bad about spending 500 on this suit with some wires in it. Thoughts about that? RGT, you're a collector of tat. You've got a fine collection of every failed peripheral going all the way back to the Sega Activator. Is the haptic suit from OWO something you're going to either wear or collect sealed in a box on the back of the shelf for people to look at and go, oh, yeah, I remember the time the ECP mentioned this and no one else even did because it's a completely dead idea? Or are you thinking, yeah, I can see myself rolling around the floor of the game shed wearing the OWO haptic system, feeling every nuance and subtle variation the game has to offer?
I can understand that people are trying to take things a bit further now. I mean, you know, we've got the DualSense for all the haptics and bits in, which is good. And I think, you know, is the defining controller at the moment. I think it's a fantastic controller. But to actually have it in a suit, I don't know if I'd want to go that far. Plus, I don't think they'd do it in my size anyway. I mean,
it's one size fits all.
Yeah, that's. I'd
wear it as a crop top, mate. I'd, you know, wear it as a boob tube.
Yeah, well, it would end up a boob tube. You'd hear a couple of creaks and a couple of seams go, and then bang! And then there's just me with a half-ripped zip and haptics hanging out of me.
Saying that, every time we get together to record, there's a little bit less of you. I imagine by the time people get to meet you in August at Timeless Gaming Convention, you're just basically going to be a piece of string with glasses and a Drake T-shirt on it.
I'm a way off being a bit of string, but...
No.
Yeah, I'm getting there. But yeah, I don't...
You look fantastic.
Thank you. You're too kind.
I'll be in my room covered in hummus, 2100 hours.
Would it make a difference if it was tiramisu salata?
Yes.
But yeah, $500 for this? Nah, it's not really up my street. I don't... I mean, how far do you go with these things? I mean, if you're... You know, feeling all the damage and the impact. Oh, I don't know. I'm sure some people like to feel.
Do you, if you're not very good at the game and suffer the severe abdominal wounds more than once, do you die?
I don't know if it's quite that realistic, but that's not really feel. I mean, does it only work with this game? Is it just programmed?
When I started researching, I think it does work with other games, but quite how you unlock that functionality.
I suppose the developers would have to code this in, I suppose, some sort of action for this to code in. But if that's
who
the
even
case,
knows at this
$500 for maybe one game.
That to me was the limit of my endurance. When I saw $500, I was like,
if it only works for one game.
This is newsworthy, I thought.
Mm.
But this isn't buyable.
Not for me. What about you? Would you slip into that in the evening and start stealthing
like
your way around?
It's like a skin-tight bodysuit. You know what? I can't imagine anything better to slip into. The only danger is people seek out the severe abdominal wounds and maybe wear the T-shirt as a pair of joggers. I'm not even sure.
Is it one piece sort of thing, or is it in sections, or is it?
Looks like a very thin sort of zip-up suit. You know, kind of like Lycra style,
yeah,
that stretches.
I don't know if I'd like
body.
That. If you're jumping from roof to roof and then you fall off a roof and suddenly your crotch and neck starts buzzing from all the sensors in there, I'm not sure I'd like that. I mean, I'm sure it might be more up your street, but...
Why am I labelled as this sort of sexual deviant.
I didn't go down that route. I just said you might like a buzzy feeling when you fall off a roof in Assassin's Creed.
Oh, really?
But yeah, no, not really? For me. Not for me.
I would get it as a curio, but it needs to be around. You know, if that was going to do actual sales, if it was 200 books, it would still be a stretch. But it would be something that I think people would gravitate towards, especially if it had that free copy of the game. As it is, I should imagine eBay will hold up sealed curios of that in 10 years' time, or people paying 10 grand or something ridiculous to get one of the haptic suits from Assassin's Creed Mirage. It is what it is. This next bit of news. Do you want me to take it? Or are you all in? Yeah, well, exciting news. This is what the reason, if you found us through an SEO, search engine optimization, and you want to know about the 1,400 games being added to Games Pass, sit down, pull up a pew. Games Pass anticipates. It's a big boost. We're getting a pretty huge new addition on Xbox next week in the form of Ant Stream Arcade. Our very own Mike Rouse, famous, which is bringing over 1,400 retro games to the platform as part of its cloud streaming service, including some PlayStation Nintendo titles that will be playable on Xbox for the very first time. Launching on the 21st, Ant Stream Arcade will feature early Atari... I've got this long without tripping over my own tongue. It was inevitable it was going to happen sooner or later, but it was early Atari releases that did it. Early Atari releases through Commodore, Sega, Nintendo, and original PlayStation-era games, and you'll be able to stream them all to your Xbox console, complete with instant cloud game saves, online high scores, and resume play features across multiple devices. Here's what Xbox Sarah Bond had to say about the announcement today. Many of us grew up playing these games. The ability to stream them on Xbox consoles, share those experiences with our friends and family is incredible. We're pleased that with Microsoft for Startups Founders Hub technology, benefits, and Azure's cloud services, we can help enable AntStream to reach more players. There's a mouthful. Tell you what. Xbox will be the first major console to support AntStream Arcade natively, although that doesn't mean local downloads, and it'll also be the world's first third-party cloud gaming service to feature on Xbox. All the firsts for Mike and AntStream. Ant Stream Arcade will be available for pre-order later today on the Microsoft Store for $29 annually or $79.99 for lifetime access. And a live stream is taking place at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, or 8 p.m. British Summer time, with more details on what to expect. Ant Stream Arcade was incorporated in 2013 by CEO and founder Steve Cotton, a veteran game developer and passionate retro gamer. Based in the UK, it's the world's largest retro game cloud service, licensing over 3,000 retro and classic indie game titles, over 1,400 of which are live on the platform and backed by industry stalwarts, including Tencent, Atari, and the Unofficial Controller podcast.
Yes.
And obviously, we've had Mike Rouse on. Major gaming celebrity. He's the man who made the iconic PlayStation 3 home. He's the one to thank for all the time we've lost chasing the PlayStation trophies. He's the one that taught us that an Alfa Romeo 156 in green is the perfect car in the getaway. And he's been involved in so much more since. He's obviously behind the scenes there, making things happen. Getting this on Xbox. Win. Or another Nintendo live online kind of scenario where a lot of these you've played, you haven't played. What's going on here, RGT?
Endstream Arcade is actually fantastic because it does things different. I first started playing Endstream because obviously we know Mike and he went over to Endstream. So I thought I'd give it a go. This is, for me, a real coup for Xbox. This is brilliant because you're playing on Xbox, you're playing with Xbox controllers, you're ready to roll on it. That's on the system, you download it and you play your games. Whereas I played my, or play my Ant Stream through the Amazon Prime dongle with an 8-bit do wireless controller. So, you know, yeah, so that's how I play, just straight on my TV. But this is ideal. If you can have it in your console, it's a brilliant idea. Now, if you haven't played AntStream, what they do, you can play the games as normal. You know, it's a very, very good system. I know it is the Netflix version of games. And it streams them. They're very good. There's hardly any latency or lag on them. They're really good. But what they do differently is they offer challenges, which are very addictive and very good. So, for instance, if you're a fan of Sensible Soccer, you can play your friends at Sensible Soccer if you want. You can play through the game of Sensible Soccer. But they will also occasionally do a Sensible Soccer challenge. So they'll put you straight into a game. Maybe it'll be in the second half, for instance, and that'll say whoever scores the most goals, you know, score as many goals you can just in the second half. And then I have a worldwide league table. You can see where you are on the table. They do them with classic arcade games like Galaga or Galaxian and stuff. And they have all these different challenges. So they get in the game and sort of almost reprogram sections for this, you know, challenge that they do. And if you've got a few of your friends on there, you can, you know, compare your high scores and bits and pieces. It's a really, really good system. It's, you know, it was always really good. And now, you know, now Mike's there, it's even better. It runs really well. So to have it on Xbox, I think, is fantastic. I think it's a brilliant idea. Really good. And their library is vast on there. That is a vast library.
I mean, a quick plug for Mike himself. He's done all those aforementioned things in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode that we had him on, or the two episodes that we've had him on for, maybe three episodes. We've done one where we deep dived into his history, one where we talked to him about Antstream, and he also came on and voiced the Retro Man, one of our Christmas specials. So if you want to get to know him a little bit more intimately in his story, go dig around in the back catalogue. Mike Rouse, Antstream, and the Retro Man, a trilogy of episodes around the great man himself. The last episode, Retro Man, do you know what? Proving that he is an absolutely good sort. He put himself through the mill for us there, and almost like a Tikishi's like castle of an episode. Fair play to him. He survived it.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's absolutely a great guy.
What do I think about this? I think $29.99 annually seems a fair price, maybe on top of your already $9.99 a month or whatever it is for Games Pass. It's not too bad. I think the most appealing one, although a little bit sort of maybe feels a little egregious on the way in the door, is the $79.99 for lifetime access. But my understanding of lifetime access is one payment, that, done. So, you know, in 3 years, you'll have money in the back pocket again, and then you'll going forward, you'll be making big
saves. And I suppose also, if it's only on the Xbox, if you pay your lifetime subscription, you're locked in on it then, aren't you? So that's a good way of keeping people
exactly
on the system. So,
and I had a little mooch around on there, and obviously, if you're of a certain age, some of the Amiga games, I see Sleepwalkers on there. That was one of the games that me and Mike talked about, and that's actually on there now, the Comic Relief game, where you have to save your young master. You play as a dog, and it's like a platform puzzle game where you kind of like move things so he doesn't fall to his death. That's on there. There's like Supercars 1 and 2, the aforementioned Sensible Soccer. There's a plethora of like Mega Drive games, DOS games, Commodore 64 games. If you've been in and around the industry a long time, or you've grown up with games from the sort of 70s, 80s, 90s to now, there's going to be plenty on there that brings a tear of nostalgia. And within some of those nostalgic experiences are actually hidden some really good gameplay loops. So I'm glad that they've made it easy, obviously, with the cloud saves and things.
Means
you can maybe make some of these more older titles a little bit more accessible. So, yeah, very, 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 very interesting. A major coup, I would argue. I do believe they've dabbled somehow with Xbox before. Maybe you could have got to it through the browser or some sort of hack that you could do. I do remember that being said. Or maybe it was available and then got pulled down. It was maybe available as an app. I do believe that came up in the Mike episode, but this is all official sanctioned stuff, and it obviously brings the 1,400 games in your hands. Now, I was just browsing through the top charts of Antstream, and there's way more on there than that. So, yeah, very, very interested. And at least, as you say, from the comfort of your couch, from the comfort of the controller that you intimately know, all of a sudden playing all these absolute bangers. So, yeah, very interesting. Round of applause to Steve and the Antstream team, and obviously the immortal, incredibly sexy Mike Rouse, also known as Retro Gamer Boy on YouTube. And you can also find him there to peruse his collection of Mega Drive games as he chases down the ultimate full PAL collection. Definitely. Not seeing the paintings yet, Mike. All right? Not seeing the paintings. It's not done until the paintings are in the collection.
What I'd like to add, was especially with AntStream, I know we've dabbled with things on the Discord as well with the community before. We've done like a game club we've done for a while, but that sort of fell off a bit. We have spoke about, there was a few people, not many, but a few are interested in doing a high score. Now, I know a couple of people on the Discord have AntStream. If you have AntStream, you know, if there's four or five of us on AntStream, I'm quite willing to do, we'll get Boba to do a separate section of AntStream. We'll randomly pick a game each month and we'll have a little high score and you can see each other's scores. You'll see each other on there on a high score table. If people are up for that, I can soon get that organised and we'll have a little game month, high score game month if you're up for that, you know, and we'll see you. I mean, we could even just do the challenges and see who gets highest out of the challenges each month. But yeah, if you're up for that, put it in Discord, say you're in. So get it sorted, RGT, we'll get the high score going.
Do you think I'll be able to get AntStream to run on a 4,000-year-old Mac?
Maybe. You've got a smart TV, don't you?
Yeah, it's like a 2016 version, though.
Have you got an Amazon Fire Stick rather than the app? You need the Fire Stick.
No.
I mean, you can pick them up for £25, the 4K ones. You get one of those and an 8. I've got like the 8-bit Do Control. Looks like the stairs shape, small one, but it's in the GameCube colours with the two analog sticks, and I use that.
Before we do the final bit of news, actually, on that subject of 8-bit Do controllers, gaming's come on a long way on the iPhone, hasn't it? I was sat down yesterday at a family gathering, and to entertain one of the youngsters, I downloaded European Trucker 3 or similar.
Mm-hmm.
Free game. Ads pop up every now and then. It's not a biggie. Mate, although it's impossible to control with the on-screen controls, don't get me wrong, if I had a Bluetooth controller hooked up to that and I had that streaming to the TV, I'd be buzzing.
Really?
Yeah, really quite good. In-cab view, exterior view. Press this button, you get to diff lock, you get to do power mode on your truck, indicators, hazard lights, sat nav on the screen when you're in the in-cab view. It's up on the actual sat nav location on the actual, where the actual sat nav would be in the truck. Yeah, I was like, wow, this has come a long way. Select different jobs. Yeah,
I haven't played a mobile game for ages.
I was shocked. Don't get me wrong, the ads were a little gross popping up in the top corner of the screen. You got to hit the little X to get rid of it. I mean, yeah, that's...
Then you accidentally miss the X and then it takes you through to the actual...
Absolute filth. But, you know, for the most part, pretty impressive considering it was free. And it was immediately, it was get down, play good. It's still, the game's going to be a little bit laggy for the first 2 minutes while it tests the system. As soon as your system's been tested, you can play it now, but we're just going to work out what graphics you can get away with. So it started like messing around with the phone and the texture quality went up and down a little bit and then sort of like balanced off and it was like, here you go. Enjoy your optimal experience. Yeah. Wow. Very, very surprised.
I must admit, I've seen a few, like when YouTubers are sponsored by mobile games and a couple of times...
Clash of Clans.
Yeah, but there's a couple of those RPG ones and I've seen them and thought, oh, that game looks really good and the graphics look good. And when they say it's mobile, I thought, oh my God, they do look graphically rather good for mobile games. I haven't played a mobile game for years.
You know, I see you're on the Discord, you found that Last of Us remake on Switch, or not remake, but bootleg, thing Ray would sell.
I've got to play that because everyone was saying, it sort of went a bit viral with that, and everyone was saying, oh, you've got to play it. So I've downloaded it. I still haven't played it yet, but I'll try and play it this week because it looks...
Digital Foundry did a video of it. Oh my good God. I mean, for the price I saw, I had the Switch at that moment in my hands. I saw it on the Discord, so I'll check this out. And I think it was 89p or something on sale at the time. Yeah. And I was like, do I? And then the better part of my brain sort of went, no.
I saw a couple of YouTube videos on it, and it is a broken mess. And even
same price as a Freddo. It's just not happening.
Yeah, and when you die, it actually even just says you dead. So that's not even, you know, it's fraught.
Further proving that the Nintendo official seal of quality means absolutely nothing these days.
No, not on that. Not on the eShop. That is, there's mobile games aplenty on there.
And Farming Simulator 23 on the Switch, as well as the mobile port, actually looks way worse than the Farming Simulator Switch edition.
Is it really?
Which graphically looks better than the 23 Touch version. So, yeah, I want Farming Simulator for the Switch. I do, but I'm so caught between a rock and a hard place of what one to get, because the mobile version is awful. Awful.
Yeah, I don't
whoever know thought that the UCP would be all about mobile phone gaming here? It doesn't compute for me. Give me this last bit of news and let's get the hell out of here before it descends into something worse than it already is.
Right, this is Sonic Reboots. Sonic the Hedgehog is arguably doing better than ever after his second movie release, the successful launch of Sonic Frontiers, and the new multiplayer platformer Sonic Superstars due out on the Switch and multiple other platforms later this year. Beyond this, it seems all sorts of reboots and remakes could be on the cards. Speaking to Famitsu, Sega president and CEO Yukio Tsujino mentioned how Sonic and other classic Sega IP could potentially see full-blown reboots and remakes in the future, translated by DualShockers. Sega's president went on to mention how he received a lot of messages, mainly from users in North America, saying how they feel Sonic is heading in the right direction once again.
And that's my question for you.
Butchering the Japanese name there.
It's okay. It's fine. You just ordered, I don't know, sushi and a massage, as far as I can see.
Perfect night.
So the question is Sonic heading in the right direction again? RGT, as a purveyor of all things retro, you've followed his journey from being a screen bobbler in Rad Racer through to this very latest incarnation of him. Is he heading in the right direction?
I don't know if he's heading in the right direction. I suppose he's more successful again now. You know, he's making money for Sega. I haven't played Frontiers yet. I must get around to playing that. But it's one of them things where the IP is so old, you get so many mixed results from it. So you get the classic Sonic fans with the 2D games. Sonic Frontiers is not for them. But then they say it's rubbish. But then you get to the newer Sonic generation who have watched the movie, who love it. So I just don't know where that lies. I still think one of the best remakes or demakes, however you'd put it, is Sonic Mania, which is just a bit of a mishmash of all different Sonic levels.
It's like a greatest hits remix, isn't it?
Yeah, we've added bits and pieces in. That's really good. But I suppose, I don't know, they've taken Sonic to sort of an open world level now. Is that the way to go? I mean, if they think Frontiers is successful, then maybe they'll carry on heading that direction. It's definitely popular again now. But I don't know. Keep remaking the 2D stuff. Is there only so much you can do? I don't know. There's only so many times you can remake Green Hill Zone, or, you know.
I totally agree. I think that Sonic needs a little bit of summing. It really does. And what that is, I do not know. I don't think.
Me personally, I think if the 2D seems really popular, it's got us, you know, fans, it's got the following for the 2D games, the people who played them on the Mega Drive back in the day, Mars System, or even Game Gear. You know, if that's the case and that's popular, completely remake a 2D one, you know. Give us a big guy. I know they're talking about this new 2D one, but yeah, give us a really good, really playable, a lot of Sonic 2, you know, so it's almost, you know, Sonic 2 is a perfection for me. That's the best game. Place, you know, make something like that.
Are old people again, like me again. And you holding back Sonic, though? Because, you know, we desperately want two is the pinnacle in your mind and probably in mine, but I also have a soft spot for the 3D games. Like, I don't think Sonic Adventure is a bad game. I think some of the open world areas are a little bit odd. I think, you know, having seen Mario Odyssey had a dabble with that, you know, that would lend itself to Sonic. I think it would actually work. And probably a vision of what they were going for in 1999 when they released Sonic Adventure with the town and all that sort of stuff, but they didn't quite get there.
No, I think with Nintendo, they took Mario to the 3D world with Mario 64 and completely nailed it. You know, from that 2D to 3D, that's how you take your character into the next stages of progression. But I mean, Sonic has sort of dabbled and gone back, and they've never really known where to take Sonic 2. They sort of went 3D, 2D, you know. But, you know, I might play Frontiers and I might like it. You know, I've had lots of mixed reviews. Some people really enjoy it, so it's really good. Other people say, oh, you know, it's not really that great, but we'll see. Yeah, see where they go with it.
Okay, well, community corrections. I think we got in, got out, flawless victory again this week, unless I'm wrong. RGT, tell me I'm wrong.
No, as far as I know, we were absolutely spot on.
So the big question I have for you is, did we miss anything? Do you, dear listener, have an opinion or take on the news we missed? If so, RGT, how would the collected masses get in touch with us and let us know that Mike Rouse blocks my calls? He's one of those 1,400 injunctions I've got. Him, Dave Perry, and everyone else have asked to be a guest on the show. To this point, how would they get in touch with us and let them know that I'm dangerous?
Well, they can go to questions@unofficialcontrollerpodcast.com, or you can DM us on Instagram or Twitter. But I mean, they're all old school. You know, people don't use that anymore. Email, no. Where you want to go, Discord. Join our Discord. So not only can you correct us on our multitude of faults every week, you can also get in with our community, have a chat about anything from games to where you've been on holiday, the lot. There's a bit for everyone in there. Got my hidden gems in there. Seb will sometimes put an indie hidden gem in. Bobby does his easy plats. You know, there's a bit for everyone in there. And also, they're just great people in there. Really, you know, and you can find out about anything. You've got people who are
Listen, Switch players, I've got a Xbox, great deal on the Switch. If you think that, I don't know about the Discord, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Get a great deal on a Switch.
Mm.
Upgrade your life.
Yeah,
I was sitting on the fence and it ended up being pocket money. You know, exactly. let's do this. Let's get on there. You know, broaden
our
horizons.
Monthly Discord champion as well, you know.
With a prize for your selected console of choice, seemingly. Yeah, so, you know, need to pick myself up a 3DO, sell everything else, to sit there and wait for the games to roll in.
Yeah. You're going to bankrupt me. Jump on the Discord. Come and say hi. I mean, it's not something I think people get a bit phased with Discord, thinking you have to be on there chatting all day. You don't. You can drop in, say hi once a week, once a month, whatever. Just jump on there.
Nice place to get the lowdown and the backstage information about the show. If you ever thought, oh, hang on a minute, I want to know more about that subject, it's probably been discussed on there, you know.
Mm.
My favourite pasta, my favourite, you know, flavour of gummy bear.
Yeah, and also the thing I like as well, we get a lot of where people have got to know each other and they know what each other likes. They get to know what each other's hobbies are. So when they see something that person might like, they'll drop the link in. I mean, I saw the other day, Ginger's on the Discord, is a massive Turtles fan. So I saw that, I actually heard on another podcast that they were porting the arcade Turtles game over to the Master System. Looked fantastic. So I linked him in so he could see that, you know, and there's little bits like that where you get to know people, you get to know what they like, and people get to know what you like, and they might say, you're interested in this, or you might like this. So, it's a good little family on there, really good.
So you always say, we're geeks, we're lonely. You don't have to be. And it's as involved or not as involved as you want. You can sit on the sidelines watching like a Roman pleb in the Colosseum, watching another Roman gladiator get his throat chopped out. Or you can jump down in the arena yourself and do the throat chopping. Absolutely your call. Mm. One question I've got for you, though. Yeah. If Instagram isn't enough, if Twitter isn't enough, if emailing us directly isn't enough, if jumping into Discord and making a whole new set of friends isn't enough, and I genuinely mean a whole new set of genuine friends isn't enough for you. If you sat there now lonely, you're in the car, you're like, I'll look the Discord later. Make sure you do, pal. All right? Mm. Make sure you do. Mm. A whole new set of friends. And maybe I don't want any friends. Join the Discord and have a look. Sniff about, delete it if you don't like it.
Yeah, you might go in Stingray Swap Shop and find yourself a game that you've wanted for a while.
Yeah, or if you've got a collection out there, or you're a little bit loose on games, or you finished a couple of games and don't want to take them to CEX and get robbed, do the swapsy on the Discord. Get yourself some value for money. It's a great service. Everyone looks after each other. No disingenuous people. So, and if there were, I'd come down on them like the, with the ban hammer, like Thor with a hangover. I tell you, no question. But if all that wasn't enough, and for some reason you still weren't satiated, goodness knows, we've given you an all-you-can-eat buffet and a free pass to McDonald's on the way home. Let's say you're still a little bit UCP curious. You're still a little bit UCP fluid, and you don't quite know which way to solidify. But maybe you think, are these guys real, or are they a ChatGPT AI created voice podcast that 9 times out of 10 does a good job, but that other one time shows a picture of a melon being eaten by a rat? I don't know where this is going, but what I'm saying is you might even want to meet us in person. Now, we had OLL, which was the main show for this year, and we thought, well, enough, that's probably enough. But you know what? We had such a great do. When middle-aged gamer from that we met at OLL, and obviously Twitch Sensation, tells us he's doing his own convention, Timeless Gaming. We are the stars now of this show. Oof. Up on the stage, sitting on a couch, being interviewed about how not to do a podcast. How would the people get hold of that? How would they also get the chance to win a massive stack of goodies just for coming along?
Well, you can buy tickets for Timeless Game Convention in Bury Arcade Club on the 16th of August by going on their website, or if you join our Discord, you can go to our affiliate link. You can purchase a ticket for the show, which automatically puts you in to the Timeless Games Convention's draw, which has fantastic prize. I think last year was PS5 was the prize. And there's no difference in ticket price. There's no difference in, it's just going for our affiliate link, just drops you straight into that draw. So if you want to come along, if you want to see what's behind the voice?
Let's face it. If you want to see, better chance of winning that than there is a lottery, and I mean by a long way.
Yeah, and also if you'd like to see how hideous I look or George's Stonehenge teeth, then Timeless Games Convention.
Wow, I tell you
is
what,
the place to come and see his druid structures and his back.
Come slaughter a lamb between the two between the gap in my teeth so large you could drive a bus through seemingly.
Bowlers.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, now if you want to come along, Timeless Games Convention, 16th of August. It's a Thursday, Bury Arcade Club. We'll be there. We're doing we're on the stage for a slot of I think it's a question. Sort of question time thing with other podcasts on there, so we're in with that, and there might even be a bit of presenting on there and one of the games tournaments as well.
Did you not tell me as well that it's now called the UCP Roundtable?
No, it was there was another podcast who had put on there, bless them, they were proud to be part of the UCP's on stage show they were doing, and Mags, middle-aged gamer guy, was sad. I didn't have the heart to tell him that that's actually just full podcast himself. But he said, hey, you've got a bit of bump there because people think they're coming on there with you as your show. So bless him.
Well, I'm going to come in if it is. So let's let the truth get in the way of a good story. Well, that all said and done, we've arrived at the point in time, a little short show for you. You know, always got a little bit of something to keep you going on a weekly basis. We want to try and make sure that you've always got a little bit of something. You can rely on us. Either it's a Bobby solo, or it's the three amigos all together, or it's us mixed up with one another, either me and Seb, RGT and Seb, multiple other combinations. Bobby and me. Do you know what? I even thought about bringing Tom out of retirement for a one-off episode as well. If you want to hear that, you're going to have to message me and let me know, and I shall wheel him out for one show. Let's dust him off. Let's find out what he's been up to. Let's see what he's been up to. Probably he'll be a little bit ring rusty, so we'll have to rely on every Farmington reference you've got in your head. It's going to be, if it was ever going to happen, it'd only be a one-off. That's how I'd probably kill him with my bare hands. But yeah, if you want that, then let us know and I shall pull him out. If you don't want that, you'll never hear from him again. We'll treat him like Dave Perry. He'll probably treat me like Dave Perry to finish the show on my own.
He'll have a massive rider before he do the show, I suspect.
He's already mentioned what the rider is, and I'm slowly saving now monetization money from Buzzsprout for that. bag of penny chews. One man who works for no money, really. He's a mystery, not only to me. He's the star of the show. He's the craggle. He's the crazy glue that holds the show together. It's the Ray. Are you ready for him?
I'm always ready for Ray.
Well, zip it up, big boy, because it's time for a peek in what we affectionately call Stingray's boot. Whilst there's some between some counterfeit nappers and a dodgy copy about a friend all this week, these are new relapses.
Deep breaths. I know it's been a couple of weeks.
I'm actually meant to be a podcasting pro. And in the whole 175 episodes of the show, I've barely been able to get the Stingray thing done. go in the back catalogue and have a laugh about that. But these are new release highlights for the week. It's July 16th, July 23rd. Listeners, these are out in digital, physical, or will be by the time this podcast is in your feed, but could be. Region dependent, spring stop, whoa, just for you, Boba Loba. I'm looking at the Ray today, and he appears almost as an androgynous man. He's in what looks like a Tron suit, but looks like he's smuggling something into the Harvest Festival in that suit. And again, bit of what?
That'll be all the haptics in there, I expect.
So the haptics, or the world's biggest carrot. Looks more like a parsnip that's on steroids, if I'm honest with you. His son Wayne Ray could have walked clean out the end of that bad boy. Wayne's dressed as Basim from Assassin's Creed Mirage. We'll see a diminutive version. And he seems to be, whatever he feels in real life, seems to be transferring straight to Ray's haptics suit. So, come here, Wayne. Punched you right in the groin. Didn't see that coming. But both Rays fell on their back in agony. So one could argue the haptic suit by Owo, and surely his is the little version, works really well.
Bruised carrot. I'm seeing
pulverized parsnip.
Wayne, as always, is on point with the show, and he's dressed as this sort of cheap-looking arcade suit. He's got his head popping out of like a Gallagher arcade machine. His arms are out of the sides. Yeah. I can't even see Wayne, but you have to really go down close, and he's just a little ant next to
I thought you said he was going to come as a CD, Alien Ant Stream Farm.
No, he's just...
Oh, well, are you okay? Oh, we're okay. Are you okay, Annie?
Copyright.
Let me tell you now, they're never going to find that in there using AI. I didn't get pinged for Boone. I'm not going to get pinged for Alien Ant Farm Smooth Criminal, I'll tell you that now.
I was going to say, if copyright hits us, we're in trouble, because there's a lot they can hit us on. Boone, album art.
I see you don't give people the breadcrumb trail. That's will be sued by Friday, and I've only got £4.26 in the penny jar.
And that's for your lunch money during the week.
That's to feed the whole family. I normally get the gone-off bread, and then just sort of stick it into people's mouths like feeding baby birds.
Wow. That's an image. I know times are hard, but wow. So it's just it's Ray is the arcade machine, which is quite impressive because that is actually lit up. The screen's on, and then Wayne is just.
But nobody's home.
No. And then there's just this little tiny ant. I'm just a bit worried that Ray's going to stand on him, but he's going to be a bit careful. But yeah.
Hopefully he survives that. I'm gonna dive straight in while dodging your version of Wayne. I'm going to pull out Coreborn, Nations of the UltraCore on PC July 18th, the social survival game set in the open world of UltraCore. Build, grow, and defend your town, survive the elements, and Sorgoth's onslaught. Cooperate as you go on adventures to loot, gather resources, and make history. All of it together with friends old and new.
Interesting. I'm going to go with Unidentified Falling Objects, PC and Switch, July 18th. Unidentified Falling Objects is a unique mashup of performing and puzzle-destroying gameplay. Players are dropped into the puzzle where they must dodge the falling obstacles and destroy blocks to make big combos.
Blackout Protocol, PC, July 19th. Blackout Protocol is a top-down co-op shooter with persistent road-like elements. Team up with two friends to delve into the depths of a top-secret research facility overrun with otherworldly horrors. Arm up, shed some light, and take back control. I like what they're doing there because I see this as a 2D control ripoff, if I'm being honest, although a little bit more run and gunny, or die trying again and again.
It could be like Mummy, I think. I like the sound of that. Right. The Repair House, PC, July 19th. From the original creator of PC Building Simulator comes The Repair House. Restoration sim. Discover and restore a range of objects in this relaxing restoration sim. Dismantle, clean, fix, and sell everything from musical instruments and antiques to game consoles, arcade cabinets, and more. This is your name written all over it.
Well, I think Seb had a code for this.
Was
it in VR as well?
I think it was VR, yeah. PSVR 2, wasn't it?
Well, I think maybe that's what the code was for. I can't remember now. But yeah, it seems like seems right up our street. It's very much what it says on the tin. Repair all sorts of things from antiques to games, consoles, arcade cabinets, and more. You get a little workbench, pick up the items, you can turn them around and you repair them, take them apart, put them back together. It's a little bit of cross between, I guess, Building Simulator and or whatever it's called, House Flipper and... Or have I seen this before as well? No. It's like being a star in those YouTube videos we all spend far too watching where they find a Mega Drive on a beach and then restore it till it's pristine, even though it looks like it's been crushed by a whale. I always wonder how they work out. Well, what's next? Krazassi, the Knight of the Cross PC, July 20th. A story-driven deck-building RPG set in the history of Krazassi, the Knights of the Cross. Unlike traditional deck builders, the team makes you recruit, decide the success or failure of battles, fight the war against your Teutonic, or tackle roguelike runs in the strategic deck builder unlike any other. This last one's my mummy. Now I'm fully on the train.
Next week, you'll be full Switch merch, cap, top.
Having a Nintendo, obviously I've got probably every Nintendo console and to this point, and getting back in the Nintendo ecosystem, just the noises and sound effects alone are quite nostalgic to a formative teenage years where I was sort of slowly becoming an adult, I suppose. It's been relatively rewarding experience, I would say. It's not me really, but you know, as an upgrade from the Vita, it's damn great, and you can continue. Good news: MLB 23 is available. Looks like a mobile phone version of MLB 23, but you are able to sort of through the cloud carry on your season mode on the go on Switch.
Oh, really?
Yes. So cross-play, cross-save.
Oh, wow. That's good.
another 70 bucks for the game on Switch, though, seems a little egregious, especially for what looked like probably one of the biggest graphical walkdowns I've seen in all my days. It reminds me it's not much more improved over MLB 14 for the Vita.
Yeah, some of them, you do get one of the, like the football management games and that, they're always the touch version, so it's like the iPad or phone version you get, and then when you're paying full game price for them, it's a bit,
Ray's got to make his money back somehow.
Exactly. So, yeah, this is your mummy then, is it? Pikmin 4.
It's got to be.
Switch, July 21st. Discover a strange new world inhabited by tiny plant-like creatures in Pikmin 4 for Nintendo Switch.
You know the funny thing about Pikmin 4? Comes out on Mum's birthday.
Oh, wow.
So she'll be getting that. She ain't got a Switch, so she'll give it to me.
Yeah, fantastic idea.
Bought her two copies, one sealed, one for opening.
Yep, that's how you roll.
That's how I roll. Before Ray goes, we need to pick a retro thing out of the boot. I'm going to go with this. I wouldn't say it's retro. Technically, it is. It's the Game of Thrones Season 1 on VHS. It's the size of a small bookcase. That's what you get for getting the VHS version. Yep. And I feel like saying,
God, I was strong then, RGT. Even now, I could cut still through all of you like cutting through a cake.
Still reminds me of Fable.
What, that voice? Or
yeah, your English sort of medieval voice.
You need any potions or food? Your health is low.
That's very good. I'm going to go with VHS, and this was recommended by Mrs. RGT, and she's a horror fan. And she knows her stuff, so she has gone with Cat's Eye by Stephen King. So we are going to watch that this week. Obviously, in all VHS goodness.
Is it? What's that about?
No idea. I've never seen it. it's got a... she did say he was in it. I can't remember who was in it. There's a couple of famous actors in it. But yeah, he said it's worth a watch. Cat's Eye by Stephen King.
Okay. Well, with our selections out the boot complete, I look down, and then what looks like an ant, but in an Owo haptic suit. That is tiny tailoring, if ever I'd seen it. I don't even know how that was stitched, but it's wearing it, okay? I feel like one vibration in that suit would split him clean in half. And we don't want that. No. With all that said and done, it really only leaves the blood on the dance floor to mop up, RGT, as I ask you, what are you hoping to play?
I'm going to try and get Tears of the Kingdom done this week and get that finished. I downloaded, the name, I can't remember what it was now. There was a game that was on PS Plus this month. I downloaded, I can't think what it was now. Ended or something like that. Ended,
okay. Something like that. That's what you're into, is it?
Yeah. So I'm going to have a go on that. I've also had some, couple of obscure titles turn up for the OG Xbox, which might go in Hidden Gems. I've got to play through them, so I might start them this week.
Is one of them Indiana Jones? Please say yes.
No. But yeah, I've got to play them to see if they are worthy. Worthy. Of Hidden Gemness. probably a bit more FIFA. I need to start playing more on the PS5 because that is, you know, these last few months has just been pretty much Switch and dallying on the Series X. And I'm only
the Blu-ray player at best.
Yeah. I need to. I've got such a backlog of PS5 games. I need to have a look through and maybe randomly open one of those and start playing.
You ever ordered a knife through Amazon?
That's random. I don't know where that.
One of the most difficult things I've ever tried to do.
Yeah, I've with my line of work, I've had to deliver some before, and you have to get old age verification from people and bits and pieces. And yeah.
Either he attempted to deliver it yesterday, I couldn't be bothered. And therefore, because the driver couldn't be bothered, they just put failed delivery. And I was sat in with my passport all day staring at the door like an eager puppy.
Was that an Amazon driver, was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, maybe.
Although The Last of Us Blu-ray's been delivered early. Happy days.
Ooh, the Blu-ray.
Give it to me. I'll play that. I'll watch that on PS3 just to complete the cycle.
Can you? Oh, yeah, you're going to have to play it on the Slim, aren't you?
Yes. I have a cousin, genuinely, who's an IT guru, repairs everything, and I mean everything. If you've got a PS5 with its HDMI slot ripped out, if you've got a mobile phone that looks more like crushed sand, he even recaps Game Gears. Whatever you want him to do, he will do it. As long as it involves soldering, he's all in. I might deliver him the PS3 and say, just do your worst, cousin Ian. Do your worst.
Open heart surgery.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I noticed the other day on his Instagram page that someone had, like a company had brought him the laptop that was sort of locked on the security screen at the beginning. It was a company laptop, and he had created this sort of spider of wires to get to a BIOS chip so he could flash it, dump the hack at the start, and then they got access to the laptop. I was sat there thinking, this guy used to be like the kid's neighbor from Toy Story, you know, the heads on, you know, dolls' heads on spiders. I'm glad it's paid off.
So, one question. Is he in the Discord? If not, why not? Because he could offer a good service to the all the retro collectors in there wanting some recapping done, or
get him to join the Discord as cousin Ian.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll ask him.
Join. Yeah, see if we'll join Discord, you know.
Offer his services.
They're, you know, abused PS3 repaired as well. So
yeah, follow it through. It'd be like 24 hours in A&E, wouldn't it?
Oh, just one shout out as well. I saw Rob from Raw Talent we had on last week. I saw his new console. He'd done an Alien versus Predator
Snake. That looks great. Oh,
that is a bit of work, that. And that is fantastic, that. Even the controller and, yeah.
That's the whole thing looked great. Even the numbers, the Predator numbers that he'd used for letters for the different control icons, I thought was great.
Yeah,
very good. Very quickly, what am I hoping to play? To be honest, I'm that busy. I don't think I'll get a chance to play, which is most disappointing to me. But I might have a little go on Anno today. Just because it's something you can leave crunching away while you do other things. But a little bit of that. Probably ought to sit down and really get into Final Fantasy 16. Every time I've sat down to play it this week and the weekend, I've just felt too mentally exhausted to deal with something like that. Just the quick reactions and the messing around and the button presses, I know you kind of just sort of sit and chill with it. I need more sit and chill games. But, you know, as this week gets completed, I think it'll be more normal return to service for me in gaming. I've got a week away, which I'll dedicate to the Switch. Other than that, though, I think that's probably about it. And if we've got nothing more to say, probably come meet us at Timeless Gaming Convention. Get in the Discord and speak to us personally. Find out what my favourite pot noodle is and why it's not pot noodle. And ask RGT how much he charges to gain access to the shed. You might be surprised at the price. RGT, any last messages of wisdom?
No, just if you've, you know, got any questions about Timeless or Hidden Gems or anything you want, join Discord, come and ask me, DM me, whatever you need to do. I'm always here to chat. So, yeah, just join Discord, come and have a chat, and, be great to see some new faces in it.
Brilliant. Well, I guess that's all we have time for this week. Listeners, as always, thank you for your time. I look forward to the pleasure of speaking to you again next week. Until then, happy gaming. Remember, there's nothing wrong with being given the unofficial controller. It's what you do with it that counts. See you, RGT.
See you later, George.